Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priya Sen from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Sen.
Thank you, Renju. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited earnings conference call to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY25 results. We have on the call Mr. Anshuman Khedia, Whole-time Director and CEO, Mr. Tushar Bhandari, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Ankit Agarwal, Group Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Anshuman Khedia to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Priya, and a warm welcome to everyone attending the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited. The financial results for the quarter ended September 2024, along with the investor presentation, have been made available on the exchange, and I trust you've had the opportunity to review them. I'm pleased to report that we have made significant progress this quarter, particularly in our strategic focus on premiumization. Our journey towards enhancing our premium product portfolio has been going as planned, and it's already yielding strong results. We are moving steadfastly to launch new high-quality products that resonate with the evolving consumer preferences, especially in the premium category. This quarter, our flagship premium whiskey, Hill Fort, received an overwhelmingly positive response in key markets. Following the success of our handcrafted gin, Nicobar, in previous quarters, we are seeing similar demand for Hill Fort, which is further solidifying our position in the premium segment. Our premium products are not just expanding our portfolio but also contributing to both volume and revenue growth, signaling the success of our premiumization journey. Additionally, Nicobar Gin recently earned a bronze medal at the prestigious San Francisco World Spirits Competition, a recognition that elevates its market standing and highlights our commitment to quality and innovation. This win opens new doors for distribution and consumer engagement, strengthening our position in the premium spirits category. We are confident that the premium segment will remain a key growth driver for us in the future, as consumers increasingly gravitate towards high-quality craft and premium spirits. With this focus, we are not only meeting demand but also setting new benchmarks in innovation, taste, and brand experience. At the same time, I am pleased to report that our entire product portfolio has seen growth this quarter, even in the face of rising input costs. While rice prices surged to 28,000 rupees per metric ton and maize peaked at 26,000, despite such an unprecedented increase, we have successfully maintained our gross margins. We have started seeing some relief as grain prices are now showing signs of stabilizing. This stabilization, combined with our focus on operational efficiencies and prudent cost management, has helped us maintain profitability. Looking ahead, we will continue to focus on expanding our premium offerings while driving operational excellence across all areas of the business. We remain committed to innovation, brand building, and strengthening our presence in both existing and new markets. With that, I'd like to invite Mr. Tushar Bhandari to provide more insights into our market expansion and the performance of our latest product launches, including volume growth.
Thank you, Anshuman, and good afternoon, everyone. This quarter has been significant in terms of growth, our market expansion and product performance. We have made substantial progress in entering new markets, and I am pleased to report that our volumes growth have been impressive across the board. Our total sales volume in IMFL proprietary brand increased by 5% this quarter compared to the same period last year. Driven largely by strong performance of our premium products, our recently launched premium whiskey Hillfort has performed exceptionally well, with initial sales volume exceeding expectations in key states. Similarly, Nicobar, our handcrafted gin, has continued to show robust volume growth, and we expand its availability in new regions, including Delhi and Chhattisgarh. Looking ahead, we are excited to announce our plans to enter new markets in the coming quarter. Our products are expected to become available in Maharashtra, Goa and Karnataka, which are the key trend market for us. We believe that these regions, with their robust consumer demand for premium spirits, will contribute significantly to the growth trajectory. The expansion is a critical part of our strategy to broaden our geographical footprint and increase market penetration. Overall, our proprietary IMFL brand have contributed significantly to company's volume growth. The success reflects that increasing consumer preference for premium and craft beverages and trends we believe will continue to escalate and we strengthen our geographic footprints. We remain focused on driving further volumes growth through both our existing product portfolio and new launches, which will further solidify our position in the market. Now I will pass the floor to Mr. Ankit Agarwal, our Group CFO, to walk you through the financial performance.
Thank you, Tushaji, and good afternoon, everyone. I would like to take you through our financial performance for Q2 FY25, highlighting key metrics that showcase the company's resilience and growth trajectory in face of challenging microeconomic conditions. In Q2 FY25, we recorded a 50% increase in net revenue, reaching 255 crores compared to 170 crores in the same period last year. This growth was achieved despite inflationary pressure on our input costs, particularly for grain and packing material. Operational efficiency and disciplined cost management help us maintain the healthy gross margin of 40% in spite of the rise peaking at 28,000 per metric ton and maize at 26,000. However, we are beginning to see some green shoots and the prices have started to stabilize, which should provide relief in coming quarters. Our EBITDA stood at 25 crores with a margin of 10%. PAT for the quarter grew about 14% year-on-year, totaling to 15 crores with a PAT margin of 6%. In terms of segment, our proprietary IMFL brand generated 31 crores of sales, growing 13% over year-on-year basis. And licensed brand also saw a 13% increase, reaching 48 crores. The MIL segment posted 52 crores of revenue and a merchant ENA sales was around 33 crores. Ethanol revenue for the quarter was 69 crores. Operationally, we saw a strong volume contribution with IMFL proprietary volume sales at 413,000 cases. IMFL license volume reached at 387,000 cases. Merchant ENA at 5 million liters and ethanol at 10 million liters. Looking at H1 FY25, net revenue rose 55% to 506 crores from 327 crores in H1 FY24. EBITDA for half year was 53 crores with a 10% margin. PAT grew by 28 crores year-on-year basis, reaching 33 crores with a PAT margin of 7%. Segment sales for the half year included proprietary MFL brand at 62 crores, a year-on-year growth of 14%. MFL licensed brand at 97 crores, up by 11%. IML at 114 crores, merchant ENA at 59 crores, and ethanol revenue totaling to 131 crores. Operationally, IMFL proprietary volume sales for H1 FY25 were around 840,000 cases. IMFL license volume was around 774,000 cases. Merchant ENA was 9 million liter and ethanol was 18 million liter. This concludes update on the Q2 FY25 financial performance. We can now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Ayush with Shravas Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Can speak a little louder, that will help.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand what are the key factors that are driving your double-digit growth expectation going forward. Could you just elaborate on that?
Sorry, we didn't
get it. Repeat your question, please. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah. As you have guided for double-digit growth expectations, what are the factors that will help us achieve that? Could you elaborate a bit on that?
So primary, the factors which will lead to the double-digit growth is the premium products which we have launched and which are in pipeline. So in this quarter, we are planning to launch our ready-to-drink. In Q4, we are planning to launch our tequila. And the states which we are entering, so the major states which we are entering in this quarter is Maharashtra, Goa, and Karnataka. So these would be the major factors which will help us to increase our growth volumes.
All right, thank you. Also, could you just give me the current utilization of the ethanol plant and what would be the peak revenue potential if you reach full utilization?
So the current utilization of ethanol plant is 100% and the peak revenue would be around about 300 crores.
All right, that will be it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Chetan with Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. I have two questions. First question is on our premium portfolio. We have a super premium products such as Nicobar and Hilford. And we have been seeing the premium category in Alcobev doing well despite there being pressure in the discretionary spending. So can you highlight what kind of a growth we have seen in a premium segment compared to a popular and economy segment? Any numbers if we can share on this?
See, as it's a newly entered product in the market, so the positive part is we are seeing month-on-month growth in the volumes. Okay, and as making a brand, especially in the premium category, would be a long-term procedure. So the positive part is we are seeing month-on-month growth and we are having a positive feedback from the market. So that is what is driving us to achieve our achievable target. And we expect it to grow at a faster pace in the coming year.
Okay. And my next question is on our margins. We have seen some pressure on our margins this quarter. So what shall we attribute this to? One we know is the rise in the grain prices. Any other reasons such as any change in our product or state mix?
If you see current quarter results, the grain has not impacted due to our cost efficiency and operational measures. So we have maintained the similar gross margin what it was in the Q1. So the dip in the margin is majorly because we are opening up the new states and we have done some additional spending on our brand building and retail activity like in Delhi and Chhattisgarh. So due to that, there is some increase in the advertisement and sales promotion cost, which has led to the lower margin than the quarter one.
Okay, yeah, that was helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Imran with Longbow India Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I have just one question on the ethanol division. I see that you have uploaded a document today on the exchanges with the volumes for the next ethanol year. Wondering if you can share the the latest price of for the next year. Has there been any change in the prices? Just wanted to know that.
So at present the price is the same as for the last year,
which is 71.8.
Okay. So no price changes.
Yes, no price change
as of now.
Okay.
And we apply the corn-based ethanol, which is fetching the maximum price.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Naman Shah with Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, sir. Just few questions from my side. Just wanted to know about the UP plant that we are expanding into. What is the acres and the install capacity in the UP plant expected?
So basically, right now we are in the process of, we've acquired the land and now we've applied to the government for the licenses. So the expected volume would be initially around 100 to 120 KL plant. So we'll start with the bottling unit, which will be followed by, because it's faster to make a bottling unit and then get ENA from somewhere and start bottling. And then it'll be followed by an ENA plant of 100 to 120 KL.
Okay. Okay. And one more question. What was the ethanol realization for this quarter?
Ethanol realization? It is
the same, 71.8.
71.8. Okay. And could you give the exact number for the merchant ENA volume?
Exact number? You want in liters or you want it?
Yeah, in liters.
For the quarter?
Sales you're talking about? Yeah. Or the production you're talking about?
Volume.
Right.
Say, so this quarter we have done 5 million liters.
5 million, okay. Okay. And one last question from my side. Just wanted to know what is the status for our expansion plans. Like, we are entering Maharashtra, Goa and Karnataka this quarter. What about the rest of the states? And also, if you can provide an revenue split for the existing states that we are in. Like, how much of the revenue comes from Delhi? How much comes from Madhya Pradesh? And how much comes from Chhattisgarh? Or any other
So primarily, if I answer your second question first, so primarily major revenue split comes from Madhya Pradesh and Kerala, then which is followed by Delhi and Chhattisgarh. So Delhi and Chhattisgarh are in the growth phase. We have seen a great jump in the volumes in both the states, that is including Delhi and Chhattisgarh. Chhattisgarh, we have seen a great achievement in terms of Nicobar gin. So Nicobar gin right now is, I think, one of the maximum selling gins in Chhattisgarh. So month on month, it's growing the volume and it's gaining the attraction. So that's where the value creation is also coming. And plus, our central province whiskey is also doing good. That is to answer your second question. The first question is, how do we strategize to enter into other states? So basically, for Goa, we've done a manufacturing tie-up, third-party tie-up, who will be manufacturing for us. It's similar in the lines of Kerala what we have done. We'll be selling ENA from here and the packaging material we'll buy. And that person will manufacture for us. And from Goa, we will try and cater to Pondicherry, Mahe and Goa market. And certain bit of premium brands which we plan to launch in Kerala would come from Goa. Okay, Karnataka initially, in the first phase, Karnataka and Maharashtra, we will send the packed product from our Madhya Pradesh unit. And then as the volume grows, we are already in talks with few people. So as the volume grows, we will tie up in those markets. And as you said that, what about the other states? We are still evaluating and working on the other states. As you are aware that we are strictly governed by the excise department, so the process of registration and everything is very lengthy. So other states also we are working on, for example, Odisha is the next market what we are working for. Karnataka, I have already told you, we are working for. So that's the strategy.
Okay. And for ethanol, our revenue, could you tell us the revenue for ethanol this quarter?
Ethanol this quarter, you want the 9 months? So 6 months.
Both, sir.
So quarter ethanol revenue for this quarter was around 70 crores, and if you talk about six months, it is around 130 crores.
Okay. And this, sir, I think we recently did a presidential issue for a malt plant expansion and UP plant expansion. So can we talk about the model plan? When is it expected to launch the model plan?
Model plan, so we have already started the, commissioning, excavation work and all of the model plant. We are expecting it to complete by December. And then post that, you know, it has to be like malt, you can, we have to do a maturation as well. So that will take some time.
Okay.
So once that is done, then we will be launching our own products in around malt.
So malt plant would be up and running somewhere around February this year. And then the whatever the malt would be generated, manufactured, would go in for maturation. And minimum maturation, which we look for in Indian market, is around about 1 to 1.5 years. And post that, we'll come up with our own single malt.
Okay, okay. And one last question. Just wanted to know about tequila. How do you see tequila going in India? And when is the expected launch for our tequila? Like,
So tequila is the next big thing in the industry. We've seen a lot of people move towards tequila. And in this, primarily what we are doing is that we are branding our own tequila. We'll come up with our own tequila. And the expected launch time is Q1 of FY26.
Q1 of FY26. Okay. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Harsh Janwar with Avendus PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to know on this new state expansion. So when do we expect to get licenses in Maharashtra, Karnataka, and Goa? Timeline expectation?
It's very difficult to pinpoint timeline expectation because it's the excise matter. So first initial time when you enter into any state, it's a lengthy procedure. So just to update you, to Goa, we have already received the manufacturing license in the tie-up unit, and we've got an approval from the excise. Now we'll be applying for the label registration and the price. That's for Maharashtra. Karnataka, we've already applied for label registration and the price. So we are expected to get that within a month and a half.
So Goa will start selling. They have already started selling and start selling now.
Pardon me?
So I'm saying Goa, from Goa, Karnataka, from which quarters are we planning to start getting revenues?
Which products? Which quarter? Which quarter? So say Maharashtra would start this quarter. Q3 itself, and around Q3 towards the end or Q4, we'll see operations start in Goa and Karnataka.
Okay. So by end of Q3, we'll start in all these new geographies, and Q4 onwards we'll start contributing to our revenues.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, also wanted to understand, you know, as we enter these new markets, what will be our marketing plans here? How do we go about making our products popular, and what will be our plan here?
But if I got you right, you're asking about what are the marketing plans?
Correct.
Yeah, so marketing plans, as we said earlier, is that we take bottoms-up approach. We try to influence at the shop level. So we are planning our sales accordingly, and we have kept on board All India sales head from Mr. S.R. Dubey, who's had 40 years of experience in Porno and USL. And we will be working on trades and off trades both. So as we have a premium brand, so we'll be working on trades, Horeca chain, and everything will be taking care, sampling, and everything there. And plus, we'll be concentrating primarily on increase in availability and width of distribution. Our concentration would be primarily on width of distribution because we are confident about the quality of the product. So the maximum number of shops it is able to reach and maximum number of clients are able to taste our product, then you will see an increase in the growth of our products.
Understood. So generally, is it a long-run process where you launch a product and slowly you will see the acceptance in your markets and probably after a year or two you will see the major pickup, or it happens quickly because we are not allowed to advertise much? There are a lot of restrictions on advertising per se. So how is this journey of new product launching and picking up?
So new product launches is totally different in different states. Primarily, we believe in reaching maximum customers as we can, and that is the way of sampling or advising and educating the customers. So that's how we go on it. That's how we concentrate on width of distribution. So if we are available in maximum number of shops, number of customers will be able to try our products in diverse areas, in all the areas, and then the demand will come in from there on.
Understood. So as we are able to quickly enter distribution, faster will be the pickup for the new products. Understood. And sir, my last question is on the DIGO portfolio. So, for DIGO, exactly do we just contract manufacture their products, or do we also distribute it, market it, and sell it?
So, certain brands of DIGO we manufacture, distribute, and sell both. In that, those products which we've taken is on franchisee basis completely. So we have the rights of those products, of selling those products. And those products are McDowell No. 1 Celebration Rum and Director Special Whiskey and Director Special Black. So this is on the sales and distribution front, the products which we've taken from Diageo. And on the other side, we are doing a job work for Diageo. So the Diageo sales is also increasing regularly. So we see a great scope of increase in the volumes of the job work portfolio as well.
And do we also envisage entering any other states also with the DIGO product, or it will be primarily entry focused only?
So primarily for sales and distribution, we are looking only at MP. Other states we will be entering with our product, because entering with DIGO's products attracts huge amount of cost from the day one itself, because I have to commit a certain amount of royalty. So if I am not able to sell that, so there is a huge impact on the revenue of the company. So we'll be concentrating on our products only and increasing the sale of our value-added products only in other states.
Understood. Perfect. And then, sorry, this is my last question. So when you are entering new markets of Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka, will be entering with entire set of portfolio or only the premium products that Nicobar and Whiskey and Tequila, which we are launching now, or the affordable category economic products also?
So we are entering only with our premium product ranges in other states, because on the lower end ranges, it becomes difficult to enter other states as the transport costs and other costs are higher. So we'll be entering only with a premium product portfolio.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Dipesh Sancheti with Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi. What is the percentage of revenues? Am I audible, first of all?
Yes, please go ahead.
Perfect. Okay. What is the percentage of revenues from a proprietary IMFL? What is the target of the company, and by when do you envisage to reach that target?
So the percentage of revenue of our proprietary product is?
So we look at IMFL as a whole segment. So overall, IMFL segment contributes around 23%, which includes both proprietary and the licensed products, both together.
And over the years, we are targeting it to be almost around, say, post removal of ethanol, we are targeting it to be 50% of our portfolio turnover.
50% of your turnover. The proprietary products, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I heard that you're entering Maharashtra. Have you already entered, or you're going to enter after the elections?
No, we put our file for labor registration. Because of the code of conduct, the file is put on hold. So just after the election, we'll get the approvals. We've already got the license for sale and distribution in Maharashtra. We are just awaiting the label registration process.
So you'll be missing out on all the spike of election sales?
Yes.
You will. Okay. And now coming to your ethanol, how much from your distillery is ENA? I mean, I just want to know that whether all your alcohol is made from your own ENA, or do you get ENA from outside?
No, we manufacture the entire thing from our own ENA, plus whatever the surplus of ENA is there, we sell it in the market. Our objective is to utilize the entire ENA in our own value-added products. That's what we are targeting it for.
What is the realization from ENA you're getting? 65 rupees?
So right now we are getting around 66-67 rupees.
66-67 compared to ethanol, which is around 71-72.
71.8, yeah.
71.8.
71.8. And the new UP project which you are putting, that is completely ENA or it will be a mixture?
It will be ENA.
Completely ENA. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
yes. So currently we plan for, you know, complete ENA project in UP as of now.
Okay, because you're going to start your IMFL and the product manufacturer, the bottling also over there. Is that the reason that you're covering complete ENA?
Yes, we'll be doing ENA only. We are not going into ethanol. See, our core is basically ENA manufacturing and making brands. So that's what we'll concentrate into. We'll not divert much into ethanol at this point of time.
Okay. This ENA you're making from rice or from maize?
So we've got a multi-feed plant. Depending on the cost viability, we can switch from any grain which has got starch. So it can be rice also, it can be maize also, it can be sorghum also. So depending on the price availability. So we are buying, right now we are buying corn and rice both.
Corn and rice, because the reason I'm asking is because FCI, the ban which was there on rice, now it has been removed, it has been relaxed. So, what works better for you? I mean, I'm talking for ENA, not for, because ethanol, obviously you get a higher price from maize, but for ENA, what are we using?
So for ENA, we are using, right now maize itself. Because ours is a maize-dominated belt, Madhya Pradesh. And right now the fresh crop of maize has also come. So the price we see stabilizing or slightly going towards down. So that's why we are taking primarily maize. But ours is not primarily a rice belt.
Okay. Just one last question on the maize. What is the price of the maize which you are buying right now? And where do you see it in this quarter?
So right now it's somewhere around 24,500.
24,500. It has dropped down from 2,600?
Yes, it had reached to almost 26,27. So as the season is approaching, it's going towards, it's showing a downward trend.
Okay, and availability is not a problem, right?
Availability was a problem in between, but now it's not anymore a problem. Because now all the fresh crop has started coming in.
If I can just squeeze in one more question, most of your power, what is your power production and what is your power cost? Because, you have your own captive power or you're buying power from the grid?
We've got our own captive power. We have got an 8 megawatt turbine. So primarily, that turbine supplies our entire consumption.
And to add what Tushaji said, our power cost is around 6-7% of our revenue.
If you can give me a per unit cost for the ethanol part.
If you per unit we cannot, but overall I can give you the number. See, overall power cost for us is around 7% for the, you know, of revenue. And it will be almost similar for both the ENA and the ethanol.
7% of the total revenue or the revenue of ENA and ethanol?
Total revenue.
Perfect. That I'll work it out. Perfect. If there's any other question, I'll fall in line. Sorry. Take care.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rahil Shah with Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
If you can speak a little louder, that will help.
Is it better? Hi.
Yeah, slightly better.
Yeah, the question is regarding the growth guidance. You said double digit, is it like for the volume or for the revenue for FY25? I believe last time you were at 12-14%, so does that still stand? And additional from ethanol, 300 crores. Can you just revisit that for me?
Yes, it still stands that.
And EBITDA margins between 11% to 13% also is something you expect this
yes.
year?
Yes, yes. We stand with that number.
Okay, okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rohan Patel with Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. As I'm new to this company, I just want to understand that over the last 3 years, we have seen a significant decline in our operating margin. Like in FY21, it was somewhere around 21%. And
your voice is not clear. Rohan, your voice is not clear. We cannot hear what's coming. Can you please repeat your question?
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm new to this company and I just want to understand the trajectory of our operating margins. In last 3 years, we have seen that our margins have fallen down substantially. So can you explain what has happened?
So see, I'll tell you, there's a primary reason is the raw material cost and the packing material cost. If you compare the raw material cost for last 3 years, you know, it has gone almost more than 50% round escalation in the raw material prices, whether it is rice or maize you talk about. And similar is the side of the packing material. So that's the major reason why there's a fall in the operating margin. But as we speak, we have, you know, tried to increase the price wherever it is possible. So that's why we have been able to somewhat mitigate the price of the rise of the raw material and the packing material cost.
Okay. And second thing that I want to ask is, one of the participants asked regarding our contribution of IMFL in our overall revenue that you said was around 23%. Can you just reaffirm that your target is to take IMFL to 50% of our total sales or only proprietary to the 50% of total sales?
See, I'll just add to what we discussed, you know, just before. So our own IMFL own and IMFL license, both put together, it is around 31%. Out of that, our IML own products is around 12%. So we are targeting to take this 31% to 50%, and our own to contribution of our own IMFL product should be more in that.
Okay. And considering that our IMFL percentage going forward will be increased considering our own as well. And so can we expect a EBITDA margin to the historical level of 15-16% if prices are under control?
I think one year. So we are expecting in somewhere in FY26 or we should be able to do that.
FY26, our margins should be back to our long-term average.
Yes, it should be.
Okay. And can you give us your long-term, any targets that you have for your top line? Like from currently as of FY24, we are at 760 crores. So where would we be by FY27? Like any growth projects if you are having?
Basically, slightly higher double digit, we are looking at a growth on that. So we will continue to grow somewhere around 15 to 20% year on year. That's what our target is.
Yeah, for next 3 years or over next 3-4 years?
Yeah, so the average CAGR should be around 15% for next 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. That was from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Naman Shah with Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just one question, one follow-up actually. You said that raw material and packing material cost affected the operating margin. Could you give us the number? What is the packing material cost that we have?
So see, our total, if we dissect our costs, so it will be around 75 to 80% will be our grain and the remaining will considered of packing materials and other cost. So majorly it will be around 80% will be grain cost and the remaining is the packing material.
So this was regards to what Ankitji had said, and that is the question was that over the years, how come your margins have come down? So over the years, the margin has come down primarily due to substantial increase in the raw material price. So the grain which was available at 12,000, 14,000 earlier is now at 25,000. So that is the primary contributor. and post-COVID, the price of glass and other packaging materials have post-COVID and post-Ukraine war, packaging material prices have also shot up. So it was just a, it was just an answer to the over the years question.
So what is the price of glass that we buy?
Currently, the average glass, you know, we are getting at bottle cost is around 7 to 8 rupees.
Okay. And a few more questions from my side. So I just wanted to know what margin profile do you expect for our super premium and premium product lines? And second, talking about premium, just wanted to know how Nicobar and Hilfort have performed in terms of volume.
So basically the margin what we are expecting in the premium product is around 20 plus percent. That's what we are targeting over the years. Because right now the lot of spend is also going in promotion and increasing. Nicobar Hilfort, we have just launched it this month, last month itself. And we registered primarily right now in Madhya Pradesh. And we are seeing a volume of round about, say, we are trying to capture the market of round about 1% right now. We are targeting to capture this financial year around 4% of the market share in Madhya Pradesh, because in this category there are big players also available of the top two biggest companies of the world. We are fighting against that. And as soon as it's registered in other states, the volume will increase substantially. In terms of Nicobar being a premium brand, in Madhya Pradesh, we are right now, we've been able to achieve the third position in terms of month-on-month sales. So that is a good achievement, defeating the sales of few top players also. So that is a good achievement. But as it's a very small industry, so we have done around about, say, 3,000 cases odd in Madhya Pradesh, and other states we are right now fighting for placements, and as soon as we get that, we'll see a growth in volume. So we'll have to give these products, these are premium products, we'll have to give these products 1 year at least to reach the width which we are targeting, and post the reach, we will see the volume growth. The best part is both the products are growing, the sale is growing or volume is growing month on month. And we've not received a negative feedback about the product till date.
Okay. And what growth do you foresee in overall IMFL proprietary and super premium and super premium segment volume?
So we see around 15 to 20% growth rate. This year already we have grown around about, say, around 10 to 12%. We've already grown. And we see a 15% growth rate in our proprietary brand.
And for premium and super premium?
So premium and super premium growth rate, see, there is no point comparing growth rate because, see, premium and super premium, the base is pretty less. So obviously the growth rate would be higher. But we believe that very soon we will be able to achieve good volumes, and we are targeting a market share of the pie, because see, there's no new market created. We'll have to take the share from the existing big players who are already existing. So we are targeting on that front.
Okay. And any specific revenue and EBITDA contribution evolving across segment? Any specific targets across segment for revenue and EBITDA?
Target across segments?
Yeah.
From premium sector, Dr. Ma?
Across segments, as in from IMFL proprietary, IMIL, IMFL license.
Basically, at present, the IMFL proprietary EBITDA is around about 16%. Okay, and for IMFL license brand, EBITDA is around about 14%.
Okay, sir. Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Manoj Bura with Adinath Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Bura, please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon to all. those are regarding capital work progress. We have around 85 crore rupees of capital work in progress as on 30th September 2024. Can you throw some light on this? What this is for and when those capital work but to
so it's majorly so in this majorly 50 crores around will be our new bottling hall which will be getting capitalized in the next quarter. It's almost in the verge of completion. So this bottling hall we have dedicatedly made for the USL products and which will be coming up. So that 50 crores is for that. And then there are few additional expansions like you know storage tanks and HBS hub which are also lined up. So that those are there. So out of 80, majorly will be bottling and the remaining 2-3 small projects which is going in the plant.
My next question was regarding ethanol margin. I can see that total sale of ethanol in the quarter was around 83.50 crores, whereas the revenue is around 1.85 lakh rupees. It means we are earning roughly 1.50 rupees per liter in from our ethanol sales, almost 2%. Don't you think this is too low in margin? And what are the reasons for that?
So see, sir, we are targeting a EBITDA which we are expecting out of ethanol business in the long term will be somewhere around 7 to 8%. Ethanol itself is a low margin product. This quarter, it is majorly hit because of the high raw material prices. We are expecting that raw material prices will get softened in the coming quarter and then again we will be able to gain our targeted margin. So anyways, ethanol is always a low margin product. So it should not go beyond, you know, 7 to 8% sort of EBITDA. Currently, it is around... Currently, in the quarter, it is around 4%. So we expect to reach 7 to 8% when the prices of raw material are you know, softened in the coming quarters.
And regarding the other expenses, this has gone up substantially from the sequential quarter, last year, year-on-year quarter. Around 10 crore increase is there. What this is?
You're talking about year-on-year or you're talking about quarter-on-quarter?
Year-on-year. Around 10 crore
year on
year. Other expenses. Year-on-year.
Other expenses, you're talking about year-on-year, no?
Yes. Last year,
there are 2-3 reasons. First is the freight, one of the major reasons. So since you know we have started ethanol, so the freight cost has increased substantially because you know freight and ethanol freight is at our end. Then there's an increase in the sales promotion and advertisement expenses. We are entering into new states. We are coming up with the new premium brands. So there's slightly increase because of that. And plus there are some increase because of the, you know, we have to pay a lot of license fees for the brand registration and all, and since we are entering into new states, so those license and branding fees is also coming in the other expenses.
Regarding UP plant, I can see that you already acquired land.
Sorry, sir?
Yes, you already acquired land.
Acquired the land for UP plant, right?
So partly land we have acquired, partly we are in the process and we are expecting to close the land acquisition in next 1 or 2 months. We are already inching towards the required desired land parcel. So we will be closing that in next 1 month. Hello? Sorry sir, your voice is not hearing.
For the land area which we are acquiring, area of land.
Sorry?
The total area of land which we are acquiring for UP plant.
So, targeting somewhere around 25 to 30 acres of land in, you know, for the project with both bottling and distillery.
We have acquired half of that, roughly.
Sorry?
We have already acquired half of that and half we will back.
Well, sir, your voice is not clear. Your voice is cracking. We're not able to hear what you're asking, please.
Mr. Bula, please rejoin the queue once again because I think we are not able to hear you. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Tushar Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to understand why have we issued new fresh warrants and the price rationale behind it, and also why not do a rights issue or something?
There are two things to it. As of now, we need the fund for the expansion plan which we have on our mind, whether it is coming to the new mold plant or the new bottling plant which we have done or the new plant in UP. So looking at those requirements, we have done the warrant issue. Plus, you know, since the requirement will be on a, it will not be on a once, it will be over the period. So that's why we are given the warrant. So whenever we need the fund, we will, you know, approach to these existing investors and request for their for the money to complete this site. And we don't want to get into the debt because as a company, we have a philosophy to always keep our debt low. So that's the reason we have done this.
Right. So, I mean, could you just give us a sense of the price rationale, because there's a huge discount between the current market price and the warrant issue price. And also, if such a discount is to be given for warrants, so we can issue right issue to your public investors also.
And, so, sir, see, the price is right as per the SEBI ICDR requirements. So when the warrant issue was done, accordingly the price has been calculated. This has been backed by the corresponding independent valuer who has done the valuation. So there is no excess discount. It has been derived as per the SEBI formula.
All right. In future, can we expect some right issue for capital raise instead of, you know, professional warrant issue?
So, sir, as of now, looking at the current plan, we are having the enough capital which we need. In case any future capital requirement may come, then we may think about, you know, whether to go over the right issue or the warrant.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Dipesh Sancheti with Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, just a follow-up question. With the new product specifically we introducing, how do we see our margin profile going?
How do we see our?
Our realize? Hello?
Is your voice is ready? Yes.
How do we see the improved realization in this segment?
So the improved realization will increase substantially. So for example, till now our realization was under 1,000 rupees. And now as we've launched the Nicobar Gin with an EDP of around about, say, 8,000. And the Hillfort's whiskey which we've launched is in the range of 3,000 rupees a case. So the as the sale of these products increase, the realization will grow substantially.
So what is the current realization and you expect this realization to increase to 2,000 rupees a case, right?
Yes, so current realization is around about, say, 800 rupees.
800 rupees, okay.
Yes.
And what are the current sales volumes of Hillfort whiskey and Nicobar Gin?
So I've already answered this question earlier. Current sales volume of Hillfort Gin is pretty less right now of both the products, as these are newly launched products, and we are concentrating on increasing the width of distribution. The only positive thing in this is that we are seeing a month-on-month increase in the volume of these products.
Okay, and just a follow-up question on the person who had asked about your margins on ethanol. I mean, if you're doing such low margins on ethanol, what are your margins on ENA?
Sorry?
What are your margins on ENA?
ENA, we have current EBITDA is around 8%,
7% yes. 7% to 8%. And on ethanol, it is so low. I mean, in spite of having a higher realization?
Yeah, so see, ethanol, it's a more, I'll say, purest form of the liquor. So the cost of making ethanol is higher than the cost of making ENA.
Because it's more concentrated. ENA is 96% alcohol and ethanol is 99.5% alcohol.
I understand, sir. The point is, the reason I'm asking this is because I have been invested in pure ethanol companies also, namely BCL,
yes,
or Gulshan Poly. But point is, this, they're not having these low margins. I mean, something is missing. I mean, that is what I feel.
So the thing
is, work on quite
margin
high margins.
It's a low margin is there only in this quarter because of the sudden increase in the raw material prices. Otherwise, our average margin was around about 6-7%.
Can you quantify it in per liter?
So see, at a normal price, we should be making somewhere around 3 rupees on a fat basis. And if you talk about EBITDA, it should be somewhere around 5 to 6 rupees.
5 to 6 rupees, still, I think it's very low. I mean, I'm sure that you know you can have advisors look at the model which other companies are doing. You can definitely increase this to much more than 3 and 5 rupees. Is that a suggestion as a investor? But
have a look at the same.
Please do. I mean, you can look at the bottle of model of BCS Industries. I think that will be a very good reference point for you. Anyways, thank you
for everything.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
And I would like to take out a thank you all for taking out time and attending our conference call. In case you have any further query, you can contact Go India for any further questions, and we'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.